Hello, hello, delicious earthlings. Sooner or later, we're all going to be on a menu.
This is flight number 914 from Earth to our planet. We will be taking off in 3 minutes.
Mr. Chambers! Mr. Chambers, don't get on that ship! The rest of the book, To Serve Man, it's a cookbook!
No! 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 No!
Eaten enough, Mr. Chambers. Please, enjoy. Eat hearty. Please, Mr. Chambers, eat. We wouldn't want you to lose weight.
How about you? You still on Earth or on the ship with me? Well, it doesn't make very much difference because sooner or later, we'll all of us be on the menu. All of us.
Last week, in the immediate aftermath of the incursion by China's high-altitude balloon, our military, through the North American Aerospace Defense Command, so-called NORAD, closely scrutinized our airspace, including enhancing our radar to pick up more slow-moving objects above our country, around the world. In doing so, they tracked three unidentified objects, one in Alaska, Canada, and over Lake Huron in the Midwest. They acted in accordance with established parameters for determining how to deal with unidentified aerial objects in U.S. airspace. At their recommendation, I gave the order to take down these three objects due to hazards to civilian commercial air traffic and because we could not rule out the surveillance risk of sensitive facilities. We acted in consultation with the Canadian government. I spoke personally with Prime Minister Trudeau and from Canada on Saturday. And just as critically, we acted out of an abundance of caution and an opportunity that allowed us to take down these objects safely. Our military and the Canadian military are seeking to recover the debris so we can learn more about these three objects. Our intelligence community is still assessing all three incidences. They're reporting to me daily and will continue their urgent efforts to do so, and I will communicate that to the Congress. We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were, but nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country.
So they wanted to deflect what China's been doing with their surveillance balloons all over the world in navigating our space and land. And they even been sending out laser beams from space close to Hawaii, where there were sightings of these green laser beams that were coming down from the sky close to Hawaii. All of these are kind of like sonar type technology where they're mapping out landscape. The white balloons that were seen, which are like size of three buses, so they weren't small, they were huge, and many, many people have witnessed it all over the United States. And now he acts like, well, we shot down three UFOs and, you know, they're not related to China, so don't look there. It's not the surveillance balloons. Don't look there. Well, we don't know what it is, so we just shot it down. They weren't willing to shot down the white balloon that was going all the way across country. And it's a balloon, so it takes weeks. It takes months to go from China to all the way on our space territory, which it was already in Canada before it went into our space. Now they're trying to claim, well, it was off balloon that went off course. And they just let it go on. They didn't bother to shoot that one down because they were afraid of, could be weapons or could be whatever. And they shot it off of North Carolina. But now these three UFOs, he was swift to take action and shoot it down. But it's not China and it's not any other foreign nation spying on people, spying on our land, spying on our space. It's not that. Just like all the other stuff, it's never what the obvious truth is. It's always something else. But that's okay. They shot it down, so we got to feel safe. And then all this propaganda of unidentified objects, UFOs, aliens, it could be this, it could be that. Well, it's all deception given multitude of stuff that's going on around the world with the Ohio train derailment. That's probably sabotage, but he wants to really look into it, just like all the other plants that got shot down with the food supply and the chicken farms burning down, the food processing plants burning down. And there's been like not just one or two, but in the tens and 20s and 30s and 40s, you know, in the last couple of years of how many plants have burned down. And now this happens to be one other thing in rural Ohio, in a small town area, and suddenly it's now releasing all kinds of toxic chemicals. Will be impossible to clean up, especially if it's getting into the plants, animals, they travel with that stuff everywhere. It's getting into the water supply and it's turning into gaseous stuff that will go back into the clouds and come back as rain to sprinkle it everywhere if it wasn't already spread. What does it look like? It looks like attack. We're being attacked, but we're not calling it an attack. Where nobody's, if you really have a sophisticated military operation going on in the United States, and you have all these intelligence agencies like they claim that they are, and yet all of these things that's going on with not only what they've been claiming with the Russia-Ukraine war. And following this clip, you'll see how much the entire U.S. state politicians have been bought out to go with whatever the agenda they've been told, a script. They repeat scripts. They don't think on their own. They don't act on their own. So whatever you hear, it's all propaganda. It's all lies. And it's a script that's already been written out by somebody. You know, watch this montage of all these politicians shut down the Nord Stream pipeline. And of course, that got magically blown up.
The U.S. news media successfully ignored Seymour Hersh's investigative report that claimed that Joe Biden ordered the CIA to destroy Russia's Nord Stream pipelines last fall. Now, if there was a global prosecutor, it would be easy to assemble enough evidence to justify a global grand jury to indict the United States of America for carrying out an act of war against the Russian Federation. Mr. Biden's reckless actions could plunge America into an all-out nuclear war with Russia, and hundreds of millions of Americans could perish in hours. Somebody on social media compiled a list of videos of American politicians calling for the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines. Now, again, if the police were looking for somebody who had a motive to commit a crime, would the statements on this video indict them? Let's watch.
The sledgehammer that we have against Putin is to shut down the Nord Stream 2 pipeline and do it permanently.
This is a real, acute, and proven threat.
I'm a big proponent of making sure we stop Nord Stream 2 from happening.
Stopping the Nord Stream 2.
And we need
the chancellor is there right
after,
now.
Assets like the Nord Stream 2.
And, you know, Trump also isn't wrong to identify Nord Stream 2, this pipeline that he talked about today, as problematic.
There is still time to stop Nord Stream 2 if we act quickly.
The timeline for action is short.
And I'm not going to stop working to halt Nord Stream 2 to stop Russia.
End it once and for all.
I mean, he needs to kill the Nord Stream 2 pipeline right now.
And I think the most important thing right now, and what Zelensky said, is they want Nord Stream 2 stopped. Mm. That's what I see as the most tangible reason and the tangible effect.
I believe we must stop this Nord Stream 2
pipeline.
And we should have brought the project to an end.
There's still time to stop it, but we need to act quickly.
Nord Stream 2 is a danger to peace as we know it.
Nord Stream 2 is energy blackmail.
It's Putin's pipeline. It's a trap for a Russian trap.
There will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
We will put an end to it.
Germany should cancel the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. We're looking at a variety of things we could do there.
We've been so far trying to use other tools to stop the Nord Stream 2.
And we got legislation that was appropriate to now have delayed this project significantly. We need further tools. We're prepared to use those tools should you provide them to us. And we've also used our diplomatic capabilities.
This pipeline must be stopped. And the only way to prevent the completion is to use all the tools available to do that.
If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
Kill Nord Stream 2 now and let it rust beneath the waves of the Baltic.
The operator of the Nord Stream gas pipelines, which run between Russia and Germany, says that three lines on the Baltic seabed were damaged on Tuesday.
It was a deliberate act of sabotage, and now the Russians are pumping out disinformation and lies.
This is clearly an act of sabotage of some sort, and Russia is certainly the most likely suspect.
And we killed that pipeline dead.
You said it, Ted Cruz. We did it.
All of these things that are like low-tech technology to start blowing up things all over the place strategically as they wish. And then they send things, low-tech technology of air balloons. Does anybody seriously think that they weren't going to get noticed with these big hot air balloons, white, all over, running around the world? Of course they're going to get noticed. So it's almost like in your face that, yeah, we're doing it, you're going to get noticed, and we're going to create a controversy. It's almost like a psyop thing to what they could be doing, because intellectually, there is much more hidden ways to do all the surveillance that they already know how to do. It's by technology, by computers, by satellites, by radar, by microwaves. All kinds of ways that they can surveil the land, even visual, they could see things from spy satellites long time ago. Even in the 80s, they could like hone in on a particular person, a particular neighborhood, so they could easily survey any landscape that they want. So what's with those stupid weather balloons that they're calling a weather balloon, but it's not? What are they doing flying everywhere, and then all of a sudden UFOs are... Lock your doors, because we don't know what's out there. I think we do know what's out there. It's all this technological warfare that's going on in the skies. There's a lot of intellectual property that's out there. There's a lot of satellites that are out there. There's a lot of machinery that they're trying to put out in space to do a lot of stuff that they plan to do and fool the people, probably, of some sort of coming alien agenda, which is, if you know the Bible, there are no aliens. They're all fallen angels, and they're demons only. God did not create any other race out in the universe that we're going to discover as some sort of intellectual aliens coming to Earth and then telling us that they are the ones that gave us our genetic material and that we ended up having evolved from their DNA. Those are all lies that are made out of Hollywood propaganda to get used to the idea that something is out there that's going to come to Earth and be something bigger than us that has the potential of controlling the human race, either by joining and merging with it and becoming part aliens, so to speak, or having them something as our overlords that it once was before God flooded the earth with the Nephilims. Angel and humans breeding to create Nephilims, which were all kinds of shapes and sizes. They were referred to as giants, supermen of that day. They probably had a lot of unnatural, godlike powers that they used and abused against the natural humans, that it almost made them extinct and created a tremendous amount of violence and ungodly things around that time that God had to flood the earth and kill everything all life, plants, animals, and humans, and all sea life. And the only people that survived was Noah and his family. Through his sons, the whole earth repopulated. So we're all actually descendants of through Noah's lineage, because nothing survived beyond Noah and his family, and the earth was repopulated. Now, you know, they are trying to deflect the reality of things that are happening, that are people are aware of. They know what's going on. They know what's been going on, the whole propaganda with the pandemics, all the warfare. It seems like our country is taken over already. It's just the World War III hasn't been officially declared, but we're already under attack. They will make up whatever they want to make up to make it seem like everything is normal. Don't look here. It's no big deal. It was just some stupid balloon. We made the best of shooting down three unidentified objects without even claiming what that could be. If they shot it down, they must have recovered the material. So why not just tell us that it's, what is it? If they know about it, why hide it if everybody's already looking there? And they're telling us to look there. Listen to the rest of this.
I want to be clear. We don't have any evidence that there has been a sudden increase in the number of objects in the sky. We're now just seeing more of them, partially because the steps we've taken to increase our radars, to narrow our radars. And we have to keep it down.
So they increased their radar, but they kind of missed it with the Chinese spy balloon for weeks on end. And now they increase their radar effort to suddenly now there's more of them that they spotted. Give you a break. They already had very sophisticated technology to figure out what's going on in our airspace for decades, not just now. This technology was already there for a long, long time to figure out what's in space, and they've been monitoring it. That's why you have NASA agency. That's why you have observatories and multiple other space agencies. Even Trump created a space agency. So you have nothing but government agencies dedicated to what's going on in the sky and space and trying to get through portals. That's what all the CERN is all about, trying to go through dimensions to see what's on the other side. And that's all funded by government. Now they act like, well, we just increased our radar ability. No, I don't think that's it.
In our approach to dealing with these challenges, that's why I've directed my team to come back to me with sharper rules for how we will deal with these unidentified objects moving forward, distinguishing between those that are likely to pose safety and security risks that necessitate action and those that do not. But make no mistake, if any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down.
So how come it took you so long to take down the Chinese spy balloons? 99 red balloons.
I'll be sharing with Congress these classified policy parameters when they're completed, and they'll remain classified so we don't give our roadmap to our enemies to try to evade our defenses. Going forward, these parameters will guide what actions we'll take while responding to unmanned and unidentified aerial objects. The violation of our sovereignty is unacceptable. We'll act to protect our country, and we did. Now, this past Friday, we put restrictions on six firms that directly support the People's Republic Liberation Army, the People's Liberation Army Aerospace Program, that includes airships and balloons, denying them access to U.S. technology. We briefed our diplomatic partners and our allies around the world, and we know about China's program and where their balloons had flown. Some of them have also raised their concerns directly with China. Our exports have lifted components of the Chinese balloon's payload off the ocean floor. We're analyzing them as I speak, and what we learn will strengthen our capabilities. Now, we're all...
It only took you weeks and more months to learn your capability. They've been flying around for a long time, and apparently all over the world, which you already knew about. And China doesn't seem to know about it until now, and they're concerned too. It's them that's putting it out there.
We continue to engage with China, as we have throughout the past 2 weeks. As I've said since the beginning of my administration, we seek competition, not conflict with China. We're not looking for a new Cold War, but I make no apologies. I make no apologies, and we will compete. And we'll be responsibly manage that competition so that it doesn't veer into conflict. This episode underscores the importance of maintaining open lines of communication between our diplomats and our military professionals. Our diplomats will be engaging further, and I will remain in communication with President Xi. And I expect to be speaking with President Xi, and I hope we're going to get to the bottom of this. But I make no apologies for taking down that balloon. Thank you very much.
No apologies. Well, thank you, President, for taking it down, but only unidentified objects and not the spy balloons. Wait, and you want competition, so everything is made in China anyway. I don't know what competition you're talking about. We're kind of sitting ducks. The whole world is pretty much sitting ducks to whatever you guys have planned for us. But thank you for shooting that down.
Intentionally or otherwise, have been given the impression that a couple of weeks ago our skies were clear, and then all of a sudden we have spy balloons and other unidentified flying objects raining down on us like confetti. That is not accurate. These objects have been flying over us for years, many years. We've known about those objects for many years. We're not sure that we've known about all of them, but we've known about many of them. Except for the Chinese spy balloon, we don't know what they are. What's different about the last 2 weeks is that we've started shooting them down. But we can't find the remnants. Except for the spy balloon, and that's what I took away from the hearing today.
When you said it's been happening many times,
they're lost. They can't find them. The remnants are in very difficult terrain, low temperatures, lots of inclement weather, and they're looking, but they haven't been able to find them. Except for these spy balloons, it's clear to me this is not a recent phenomenon. The only thing I feel confident saying right now is that if you are confused, you understand the situation perfectly. This has been going on for a long, long, long time.
How long?
At least 2017. And last week we were told 2019. That's what I took away from it today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Lock your doors tonight.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day, beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine, would you be mine, won't you be my neighbor, won't you please, won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor.